reflection in the mirror. As she looked around the waiting room, Miranda was somewhat surprised to see people from all different walks of life there. She'd expected to mostly see people like herself, but that wasn't what she saw at all. Men and women, young and old, all different shapes and sizes. Nobody was safe from their own insecurities, she supposed. It was cool inside the waiting room, the air conditioner cycling dry, icy air throughout the room. Although it was a little too cold for her liking, Miranda did appreciate the respite it provided from the blazing sun outside. It was 98 degrees out there, and she'd felt as if she was just about ready to melt. Such was the weather in Turquía at this time of year. Many people, like Miranda herself, traveled to Turquía for cosmetic surgery nowadays. Not because of the quality of the work, oh no, but because of the price. People came out here to get work done because it was cheap. A procedure that might cost 10 grand back home would cost less than a quarter of the price in a clinic such as that in which Miranda now found herself. She wondered what everybody else was there for. The website for this particular clinic stated that they offered a huge variety of procedures, from facelifts and tummy tucks to lip fillers and hair transplants. She looked at the blonde girl over by the water cooler once again. She had an incredible body. Surely she hadn't come here to get breast implants. Then again, perhaps she had. For one reason or another, girls nowadays seem to think that huge, perfectly spherical breasts were what men desired in a partner. Miranda wasn't sure how true that was. One thing of which she was sure was that men didn't desire her. She was too fat. She wasn't morbidly obese or anything, but at 170 pounds, she was admittedly overweight. No matter what kind of bullshit body positivity message society tried to ram down her throat, the fact remained that men didn't like women like her. And why would they? She could barely even look at herself in the mirror without feeling grossed out. Her eyes were always drawn to her thighs, riddled with cellulite, and to her soft, flabby belly, the underside of which was scored with purple stretch marks. Hopefully, that was all about to change. She wasn't sure how she'd allowed herself to get so big. She hadn't always been like this. As a teenager, she'd been skinny, thanks in no smart to her battle with bulimia. Thankfully, she'd outgrown her eating disorder in her late teens and had remained a healthy weight until her early 20s. She was 28 now, and in the past few years alone, she'd gained a solid 35 pounds. No matter what she did, she simply couldn't shift the weight. That was why she was here now. She needed help. It was a little drastic, perhaps, but she just needed that little push. Then she'd be able to keep the weight off permanently. She was sure of it. Then, maybe, she might be able to find a man to love her.
"Hi there," said the blonde girl as she took the seat beside Miranda. "Do you mind if I sit here?"
She was English, just like Miranda herself.
Miranda shook her head. Oh, no, not at all.
The blonde girl smiled.
"Thanks. My name's Casey."
Miranda shook the dainty hand that was offered to her.
"Miranda," she confirmed. "Pleased to meet you."
"Likewise."
"So," asked Casey, "what are you in for?"
Wasn't that quite a personal question? Miranda wasn't sure she really wanted to talk about it. Then again, surely it was quite obvious to see why she was there. Unless, perhaps this girl was blind, and she was here to have her cataracts fixed.
Miranda sighed. "I'm here for weight loss surgery." "You're getting lipo? How exciting! I'm here to get my teeth fixed."
Miranda felt herself frown. She hadn't noticed anything wrong with the girl's teeth. Her smile was perfect, just like the rest of her.
"What's wrong with your teeth?" she asked.
The girl shrugged, almost nonchalantly.
"I'm just not happy with them. They're a little crooked, see?"
She pulled her lips back as if to show Miranda exactly what she was talking about. Miranda shook her head.
"I don't think there's anything wrong with them." "Oh, trust me," the girl scoffed. "There's a lot wrong with them."
Miranda decided not to press the matter any further. She knew there'd be no convincing the girl that she was.